is probably like twice a year, usually, and you guys really seem to like them. And of course, I always have a little glass of wine with me. Yes, it is 12:25 p.m. and I have a day off today. It's early to be drinking, but I'm doing this for you. Before we start, I just wanted to remind you guys of a couple of things because I really don't say this very often. As a reminder, I have a bunch of links in the description. My Instagram is the one that I use the most. I try to post stories as often as I can, and that's a way of, like, if you like my life update videos and you want to see what I'm up to, that's the fastest way to kind of see what's going on. I also have my Patreon linked down there, which is 3 exclusive videos a month. 3 videos that I do not post here on my main channel, and that is only $3 a month. If you'd like to check that out, I'm also on Spotify, so you can listen to a couple of my most popular uploads on Spotify. I'm working on getting more things up there soon. I just have to figure out who to speak to for that. What else? I'm also on the Tingles app. There's a bunch of stuff down there, so if you'd like to just look down there and just check it out, you're more than welcome to. So yeah, if you are a Patreon of mine, you know that I have had 2 weeks off from working, and that is because I start my new job on February 8th. I think you're watching this before that, so yeah, I haven't even started yet. February 8th is my first day of my new full-time job, and I'm very excited. But I've been trying to enjoy these last 2 weeks as much as I can, but I'm bored, y'all. I'm ready to start working. But I've had not a lot of spare time, but because I don't have to wake up as early in the morning to go to work or anything, I can stay up late and watch Netflix. So that's what I've been doing. So I've watched a lot, and this time I came prepared, and I wrote a list on my phone here that I'm gonna go through, and then I will, like, cross-reference to the Netflix app and, like, read descriptions and just tell you what I thought about it, what it's about, if I would recommend it, that kind of thing. So if you are not that sleepy yet and you just want to grab a glass of wine or beer or whatever it is, just hang out with me for the next half hour or so. Let's do it. So, the first one is actually, they're not in, like, the order that I watched them. But it's just, I guess, like, the ones that came to mind first, and this is one of the ones that I've watched the most recently. I tweeted about this, actually. It's called The Circle, and it is a Netflix original, which I think a lot of these on my list are because they're so good. Netflix, the people that work there, y'all are geniuses. Everything is good. But I didn't know if I was gonna like this because it's a Netflix original, but it's a game show. And like a like almost like a Big Brother kind of thing. Competition, money at the end, you know, that kind of thing. And I didn't know if I was gonna like it. I thought it was gonna be very draggy. It was so good. And there was, like, enough drama in it where, like, when you're watching a regular TV show and they leave you on a cliffhanger and you're like, I have to watch the next episode, this did the same thing. So, it's called The Circle, and the, like, synopsis of the first episode says, ready for first impressions. The experiment begins as the players craft their profiles and start connecting for better or worse. So there's usually like 8 or 9 contestants at a time, you know, unless they're at the end of the competition. And basically they are secluded from all other humans. They are given an apartment, and the only thing that they can really talk to is this voice activated system called The Circle. They talk to it just like you would talk to, like, Alexa or Google or whatever. And that is how they communicate with each other. And basically, they have to be the most strategic to win, but they also have to be the most liked.